It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're coming to you today from the Johnstown Area Heritage Association Discovery Center. We've looked at Johnstown history and we've discussed the city's economic future. What about the art scene here? Well, it appears to be thriving. Joining us now to look at the Johnstown region's arts and culture scene is Angela Rizzo. She is Executive Director of Bottleworks. Angela Rizzo, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Angela, let's begin by having you explain what Bottleworks is. Originally, this was an old bottling plant in the Cambria City Historic District of Johnstown that's been turned into something unique.
Yes. So we are located in Cambria City, which is now known as the Art and Cultural District of Johnstown. And we got the name Bottleworks because we were formerly Tulip Bottling Company. So Jacob and Renee Goldhaber, they were the original founders of Tulip Bottling Company, which was Soda Pop. And they founded that in the early 1900s, and then they bought into the Pepsi franchise, and it grew and grew. And the building next to us was also Gaynor's Brewery, so they did the beer side. And what we, you know, the buildings went through their life cycles, and then we have repurposed them into art and cultural centers. So we have two buildings located in Cambria City, and so throughout the year we offer exhibits, classes, lectures, anything art related. We also have artists. Studios. We have 9 studios that host artists that live in the area.
And there's a mission here. There's a rhyme and a reason to all of this. Explain exactly where this is all headed. What you're trying to do with this?
Yes. So our mission is to provide opportunities for artists and audiences to experience the arts, and we hope to do that through exhibits, education, and participation. But our bigger vision, kind of touching what on Linda and Frank have talked about, is to make Johnstown a destination point and to bring, you know, work with other industries in the area and collaborate. You know, and as our recreation grows, I have also seen the arts growing as well. You know, within the last year, we've seen 6 artists move in. And so a great problem that I have now is I have more artists interested in studio spaces than I can offer right now. And so I think as we see, you know, the artist community growing, we're also seeing the neighborhood grow. And so as Bottleworks grew, we've also seen businesses pop up. So now we have a lot of cafes and different things.
Who are the artists coming in? Who are the people that are hearing about this, that are attracted to it, and are saying, this is where I want to apply my craft?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what Johnstown's always had a very artistic community, and I think it's just now people are just starting to realize it more. We've had a lot of artists that have been working in home studios.
How long does this go back?
You know, I think it dates back a while. I mean, blacksmithing and metalsmithing have always been traditional arts that have been alive and well here. And so I think what happened is just a lot of people have been doing these crafts in their homes, and now it's coming more to the forefront. So what I've found is a lot of the artists that have moved in, some have moved here out of the area for other, you know, jobs and things. We just recently had a piano teacher move in, so she has a piano lab there, and she's not originally from Johnstown. But also, we've had artists move in that have just outgrown their home studios, or they want that separation between, you know, life and work. And so they've moved in. But our most recent artist, he's expanding his art business from Connellsville. And so I think that's a great success that here is another person moving his business from out of the area to Johnstown. And, you know, what they're finding is they can still make a living doing their arts, but Johnstown is a lot more affordable than bigger cities. And so the artists that are getting priced out of New York or even Pittsburgh now are realizing they can come to Johnstown, make a living, and they're still within driving distance.
Now, there's something to wrap your mind around. Artists are being priced out of New York. They're coming to Johnstown.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how has this become a magnet for people in a part of town where, you know, really not much was happening, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the arts kind of brought it back to life, didn't it?
Yes. I always kind of correlate it back to Pittsburgh. You know, it's similar in how the South Side reinvented themselves and also Lawrenceville now.
Those are some good comparisons.
And so it's kind of happening. So it's kind of becoming that hip neighborhood, you know, B&L Wineries here now in Cambria City. We also have Village Street Cafe that just recently opened up. But on 3rd Avenue alone, we have the Grand Hall, which is a former church that has been repurposed into a special events venue. We also have the Johnstown Concert Ballet, and then we have our two buildings. And then we also have the Venue of Emerging Arts that sits right around the corner from us on Chestnut Street. So within a two-block stretch, you have multiple nonprofit culture and art, you know, venues.
And so it's not just about art space, but it's a destination. People want to come and hang out and socialize and whatever. We're talking with Angela Rizzo, who is with Bottleworks, which is, as she described, an old bottling factory going back to the early 1900s here in Johnstown, but now it is the home of a thriving culture and art scene. Angela Rizzo is the executive director of Bottleworks. And when we're talking about art, I mean, it's all kinds of art. It's music, mm-hmm. it's dance, it's visual art, fine art, painting, all kinds of things, mm-hmm. crafts, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're not specific to one kind of art. Sometimes you'll find art centers that are just the visual arts. But like I said, we have a studio artist that does music. We have two writers that are published writers that share a studio space. And then Johnstown loves our ethnic food. So we also have a working kitchen that we teach out of, and we also host ethnic dinners. So we celebrate the arts through the foodways as well. And so we're not sticking with just one type of art form.
You have an exhibit called Sally Stewart and Family Works, which is up now and running through the end of October. Describe for people what this is.
So Sally Stewart is a pretty well-known local artist, and this exhibit highlights her individually creating art over decades. And so she's probably one of the artists that I've worked with that is so multi-talented across different mediums. She does watercolor, pastels, her woodwork. Work is amazing. And then the Family Works portion of the exhibit is that was developed by our previous executive director, Rosemary Pulaski. And that's when we highlight families that are also multi-talented. So she pulled in close to 50 members of her families that have all had artistic careers and created. And so through over our two buildings spans this exhibit. And so she has close to 100 individual pieces of her work. And then there's over 100 pieces of her family's work that shows everything that they've done, from illustration to woodworking there's been a lot of entrepreneurs in their families. And so that's what I've seen. I think there's a tight correlation between the arts and entrepreneurs. And so that's where I see the arts starting to fit in and what Johnstown's trying to recreate.
And I want to go back to the writers that you were talking about. What are these writers working on?
They both have published books. Eric Schweier, he's a professor at UPJ, but he also has two published poetry books. And then his wife, Kayla, she works for a local newspaper, but then she also just published a short fiction book. And so they do more creative writing. And so they've been a great asset to bring to our center.
And are there poetry slams going on there and that kind of thing?
That's something we want to start working on. I know Eric has been involved with some of that before, and we're hoping to bring that back.
What is your long-range vision for Bottleworks? What are the things that can come out of this that you envision for this space? And do you need to expand if you're running out of space for the people that want to be in there?
Yeah, that's one of our biggest problems right now is just there's more opportunity growing, and we're trying to figure out the best use of our spaces. I think when I first got on, I thought, are we going to fill all these studios? And they're all filled, and I have a wait list right now. Some of the exciting projects that we have coming up is we're in the process of putting a green roof on our Artworks building of Bottleworks, and then we bought the two vacant lots across the street. And so our long-term vision is to really create this arts campus and then let that continue to grow throughout Cambria City and downtown Johnstown. And I see that to us timing and really collaborating with other industries to promote tourism and, make this more of a destination point.
Before we wrap this up, we're running out of time, but how did you fall into this?
I came to the Bottleworks. I did 2 years of AmeriCorps previously. I lived in Pittsburgh for a while getting my master's in nonprofit, and then I moved back to the area when I had my daughter because I realized Johnstown is a great community to grow a family. And then, when the two organizations decided to merge in January 2014, they wanted to hire one executive director to, run them both. And so I threw my hat in, and I'm just fortunate to have the position. I absolutely love it. And, like I said, there's so much opportunity.
Well, you seem to be having fun.
I am. I say, we might work long hours, but we have a lot of fun what we're doing.
Well, we had fun talking with you. Angela Rizzo is executive director of Bottleworks. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And tomorrow On Essential Pittsburgh, we're back here in Johnstown as the prize for being named Hockeyville USA arrives. The NHL exhibition game between Sidney Crosby and the Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Cambria County War Memorial Arena. We'll look at the improvements made to the arena with the prize money from the contest and talk to Dave Hansen, one of the stars of the movie Slapshot that was filmed here. That's coming up tomorrow, day two of two that we're spending here in Johnstown. Takes 2 days really to get through as much as we're going to talk about and probably need more. We may come back sometime, but in the meantime, lots of folks made this program possible today. News director Mark Newtbar, producer Marcus Charleston, assistant producer Katie Blackley, show engineer Tom Hurley, and our chief engineer Russ Lloyd, overseeing the technical aspects of our program today. And also a special thanks to the Heritage Center for hosting us here at their very nice facility in Johnstown. We are enjoying our stay and we'll be back here tomorrow at the Johnstown Heritage Center, the Johnstown Heritage Association Discovery Center, for day two of our programming. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and so long for now.